Chapter 21.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, set your face against Jerusalem and drop a word toward the set-apart places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. 3. And say to the land of Israel, So says Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, and my sword goes out from its sheath, and I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. 4. Because I will cut off the righteous and the wicked from you, therefore, my sword shall go out from its sheath against all flesh, from the Negev to the north. 5. And all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, have brought out my sword from its sheath, it shall not return any more. 6. And you, son of man, groan with the breaking of your loins, and groan with bitterness before their eyes. 7. And it will be, when they say to you, For what do you groan? Then you shall say, Because of the news that is coming. And every heart will melt, and all hands will become feeble. And every spirit will faint, and all knees will go down as water. Behold, it comes, and it shall be, declares Adonai Yahweh. 8. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 9. Son of man, prophesy and say, So says Adonai, say, A sword. A sword is sharpened and also is polished. 10. It is sharpened in order to slaughter a slaughter. It is polished so that there may be a flash to it. Or shall we rejoice? You are despising the rod of my son, as if it were every tree. 11. And he has given it to be polished, to be taken by the hand. The sword, it is sharpened, and it is polished, to give it into the hand of the slayer. 12. Cry out and howl, son of man. For it shall be on my people. It shall be on all the rulers of Israel, they are thrown to the sword with my people, so slap your thigh. 13. Because it is a test. And what if even the despising rod shall not be? Declares Adonai Yahweh. 14. And you, son of man, prophesy and strike hand to hand. And let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the slain, the great one that surrounds them. 15. So that their heart may melt and many stumble at all their gates. I have given the slaughter by the sword. Ah! It is made like lightning, it is wrapped for a slaughter. 16. Sharpen yourself on the right. Set yourself on the left, wherever your face is appointed. 17. And also I will strike my hand to my hand, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, Yahweh, have spoken. 18. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 19. And you, son of man, set for yourself two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both of them shall come out from one land. And create a hand at the head of the way to the city, create it. 20. You shall set a way that the sword may enter into Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and into Judah, into fortified Jerusalem. 21. For the king of Babylon shall stand at the mother of the way, at the head of the two ways to practice divination. He shall shake arrows, he shall ask household idols, he shall look at the liver. 22. At his right shall be the divining for Jerusalem, to set battering rams, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to set battering rams against the gates, to pour out a mound, and to build a siege wall. 23. And it shall be to them an empty divining before their eyes, those who have sworn oaths to them. But he will remember iniquity, that they may be taken. 24. So Adonai Yahweh says this, Because you made remembrance of your iniquity, in that your transgressions are uncovered, so that your sins are seen in all your doings, because you have been remembered, you shall be taken with the hand. 25. And you, O slain, wicked prince of Israel, of whom has come his day and the time of iniquity of the end. 26. So says Adonai Yahweh, Remove the turban and lift off the crown. This shall not be as this was. Lift up the low one, and make the high one low. 27. Ruin, ruin, ruin. I will appoint it. Also this shall not be until the coming of him to whom is the right, and I will give it. 28. And you, son of man, prophesy and say, So says Adonai Yahweh concerning the sons of Ammon, and as to their reproach, even say, the sword is loosened. It is polished for slaughter to make an end, so that it may be like lightning. 29. While they see vain visions for you, while they divine a lie to you, to put you on the necks of the slain, of the wicked, In the time of iniquity it shall have an end. 30. Return it to its sheath. In the place where you were created, in the land of your origin, I will judge you. 31. And I will pour out on you my disgust, with the fire of my wrath I will blow against you and give you into the hand of burning men, skilled in destruction. 32. You shall be to the fire for food. Your blood shall be in the midst of the land. You shall not be remembered. For I, Yahweh, have spoken.
Chapter 22.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. And you, son of man, will you judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. 3. Then you shall say, so says Adonai Yahweh, the city sheds blood in her midst, that her time may come. And she makes idols against herself, to defile herself. 4. By your blood which you have shed, you are guilty, and by your idols which you have made, you are defiled. And your days are brought near, and you have come to your years. On account of this, I have made you a reproach to the nations, and a mocking to all the lands. 5. Those who are near and those far from you shall mock against you, O defiled of name, abounding in tumult. 6. Behold, the rulers of Israel, each man by his might, have been on you in order to pour out blood. 7. In you they have despised father and mother. In your midst they have dealt with the alien by oppression. In you they oppress the widow and the orphan. 8. You have despised my set apart things and have profaned my Sabbaths. 9. In you are men of slander in order to shed blood, and in you they eat on the mountains. In your midst they do unchaste acts. 10. In you he has uncovered the nakedness of the father, in you they humbled the defiled by her impurity. 11. And a man has done abomination with his neighbor's wife, and a man has defiled his daughter-in-law in unchaste acts. And in you a man has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. 12. In you they have taken bribes in order to pour out blood. You have taken interest and increase, and you have gained by extortion of your neighbor. And you have forgotten me, declares Adonai Yahweh. 13. And behold, I have struck my hand against your unjust gain which you have made, and at your blood which has been in your midst. 14. Can your heart stand, or can your hands be strong, in the days that I shall work with you? I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I will work. 15. And I will scatter you among the nations and sow you in the lands. And I will destroy your uncleanness out of you. 16. And you will be profaned in you in the eyes of the nations. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 17. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 18. Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin, and iron and lead, in the middle of the furnace, they are the dross of silver. 19. So Adonai Yahweh says this, because all of you have become for dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. 20. As they gather silver, and bronze, and iron, and lead, and tin, into the middle of the furnace, to blow the fire on it to melt it, so I will gather you in my anger and in my fury. And I will leave you there and melt you. 21. And I will collect you and blow on you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst. 22. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so you shall be melted in its midst. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury on you. 23. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 24. Son of man, speak to her, you are a land, she is not being cleansed, you are not rained on in the day of disgust. 25. Applaud by her prophets is in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing prey. They have devoured souls and they have taken the riches and gems. They multiplied her widows in her midst. 26. Her priests have violated my Torah and have profaned my set-apart things. They have not divided between the set-apart and the common, and between the unclean and clean they have not taught. And they have hidden their eyes from the Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. 27. Her rulers in her midst are like wolves tearing prey, to pour out blood, to destroy souls, in order to gain unjust gain. 28. And her prophets have smeared themselves with lime, a seer of empty visions, and divining lies to them, saying, so says Adonai Yahweh, when Yahweh has not spoken. 29. The people of the land have used oppression and practiced robbery. And they troubled the poor and the needy, and they have oppressed the stranger without justice. 30. And I sought among them a man to wall up a wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. 31. So I have poured out on them my disgust. With the fire of my wrath I consumed them. I have given their way on their heads, states Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 23.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of one mother. 3. And they played the harlot in Egypt, in their youth they fornicated. Their breasts were handled, and their virgin nipples were worked. 4. And their names were Ahala, the oldest, and Ahalaba, her sister. And they were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. And their names, Samaria is Ahala, and Jerusalem is Ahalaba. 5. And Ahala whored under me. And she lusted on her lovers, to Assyrian neighbors. 6. Clothed with purple, governors and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding horses. 7. And she bestowed her harlotries on them, the choice sons of Assyria, with all of them, and with all after whom she lusted. She defiled herself with all their idols. 8. And she did not leave her fornications from Egypt. For they lay with her in her youth, and they worked her virgin nipples and poured their fornications on her. 9. So I have given her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the sons of Assyria on whom she lusted. 10. They uncovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters. And they killed her with the sword. And she was notorious among women, and they executed judgments on her. 11. And her sister Ahalaba saw. And she was more corrupt in her lustfulness than she, and her fornications were greater than her sister's whoredom. 12. She lusted to the sons of Assyria, neighboring governors and rulers clothed most perfectly, horsemen riding horses, all of them desirable young men. 13. Then I saw that she was defiled, one way was to both of them.
14. And she added to her fornications. And she saw men carved on the wall, images of the Chaldeans engraved with red color. 15. Girded with girdles on their loins, with overflowing turbans on their heads, the appearance of rulers, all of them, like the sons of Babylon in Chaldea, the land of their birth. 16. And she lusted after them, to the sight of her eyes, and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. 17. And the sons of Babylon came to her, to the bed of love, and they defiled her with their fornications, and she was defiled with them, and her soul was alienated from them. 18. And she uncovered her fornications and uncovered her nakedness. Then my soul was alienated from her, just as my soul was alienated from her sister.
19. And she multiplied her fornications to recall the days of her youth, in which she had fornicated in the land of Egypt. 20. And she lusted on their lovers of whom the flesh of donkeys resembles their flesh, and as the issue of horses was their issue. 21. And you longed for the wickedness of your youth, when from Egypt they worked your nipples, for the sake of the breasts of your youth. 22. Therefore, O Ahalaba, Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I will arouse your lovers against you, from whom your soul is alienated. And I will bring them against you from all around. 23. Babylon's sons and all the Chaldeans, Pekod, and Shoah, and Koah, all the sons of Assyria with them, desirable young men, governors and rulers, all of them, third heads and called ones, all of them riding horses. 24. And they shall come against you with weapons, chariots, and wheels, and with an assembly of peoples, buckler and shield and helmet shall set against you all around. And I will give before them judgment, and they will judge you by their judgments. 25. And I will give my jealousy against you, and they will deal with you in fury. Your nose and your ears they will take, and the rest of you shall fall by the sword. They will take your sons and your daughters, and the rest of you shall be devoured by the fire. 26. And they will strip you of your clothes, and take the articles of your beauty. 27. And I will cause your wickedness to cease from you, and your fornication from the land of Egypt. And you shall not lift up your eyes to them, and Egypt shall not be remembered by you any more. 28. For so says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I will give you into the hand of those whom you hate, into the hand of whom your soul was alienated from them. 29. And they shall deal with you in hatred and take all your labor, and shall leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your adulteries will be bared, even your lewdness and your fornications. 30. These will be done to you because you have whored after the nations, because you are defiled with their idols. 31. You have walked in the way of your sister, and I will give her cup into your hand. 32. So says Adonai Yahweh, You shall drink your sister's cup deep and wide, you shall be laughed at and mocked, for it holds much. 33. With drunkenness and sorrow you are filled, the cup of horror and ruin, the cup of your sister Samaria. 34. And you shall drink it and drain it. And you shall break its fragments and tear off your breasts. For I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. 35. Therefore Adonai Yahweh says this, Because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, so also you bear your wickedness and your adulteries. 36. And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ahala and Ahalaba? Then declare to them their abominations. 37. For they committed adultery, and blood is on their hands. Yea, they committed adultery with their idols, and even their sons whom they bore to me, they caused to pass to them to be consumed. 38. Even still they have done this to me, they have defiled my sanctuary in that day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. 39. And when they had slain their sons to their idols, then they came into my sanctuary in that day to profane it. And, lo, this they have done in the midst of my house. 40. Furthermore, they have sent for men to come from a distance, of whom a messenger was sent to them. And behold, they came, for whom ye washed, painted your eyes, and were adorned with gems. 41. And you sat on a glorious bed, and a table was arranged before it, and my incense and my oil you set on it. 42. And the sound of a crowd of ease was with her, and drunkards from the wilderness were brought with the men of the host of mankind. And they put bracelets on their hands and crowns of beauty on their heads. 43. Then I said about the one worn in adulteries, Will they now fornicate with her, and she with them?
44. And they went into her, as they go into a woman of harlotry, so they went into Ohola and to Oholiba, the wicked women. 45. And as righteous men, they shall judge them with the judgment of adulteresses, and the judgment of women who shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. 46. For so says Adonai Yahweh, Bring upon them an assembly, and give them to terror and plunder. 47. And the assembly shall stone them with stones and cut them down with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters, and they shall burn their houses with fire.
48. So I will cause to cease wickedness out of the land, that all the women may be taught, even not to do according to your wickedness. 49. And they shall put your wickedness on you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols. And you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 24.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth of the month, saying,
2. Son of man, write for yourself the name of the day, this very day. The king of Babylon has leaned toward Jerusalem in this very day. 3. And parable a parable to the house of rebellion, and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh, Set on the pot. Set it on, and also pour water in it.
4. Gather its pieces into it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with choice bones. 5. Take the choice of the flock and also pile the bones under it. Boiling make it boil. Also let them seethe its bones in it. 6. So Adonai Yahweh says this, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose rust is in it, and its rust has not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let not a lot fall on it. 7. For her blood is in her midst, she set it on a shining rack. She did not pour it on the ground, to cover it with dust. 8. in order to cause fury to come up to take vengeance, I have put her blood on a shining rock, that it should not be covered. 9. So Adonai Yahweh says this, Woe to the bloody city! I also shall make great the pile, 10, and heap on the wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and mix in the spice, and let the bones be burned. 11. Then make it stand on its coals empty, so that it may be hot and its bronze may glow, and its defilement be melted in its midst, that its rust may be consumed. 12. She is wearied with toil, and the increase of her rust did not go out, her rust will be in the fire. 13. In your defilement is wickedness. Because I have cleansed you, yet you are not cleansed, you shall not be cleansed from your defilement any more until I have caused my fury to cease on you. 14. I, Yahweh, have spoken, it shall come, and I will do it. I will not let go, and I will not spare, I will not pity. By your ways and by your doings they shall judge you, declares Adonai Yahweh. 15. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 16. Son of man, behold, I am taking from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet you shall not wail nor weep, and your tears shall not come. 17. Groan, but be silent, do not make a mourning for her who died. Bind your turban on you, and put your sandals on your feet, and do not cover the mustache nor eat the bread of men. 18. And I spoke to the people in the morning. And my wife died in the evening. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. 19. And the people said to me, Will you not tell us what the things you are doing are to us? 20. Then I said to them, The word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 21. Speak to the house of Israel, so says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities. And your sons and your daughters whom you have forsaken shall fall by the sword. 22. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover over the mustache, and you shall not eat the bread of men. 23. And your turbans shall be on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You shall not wail nor weep, but you shall rot away in your iniquities, and each man groan to his brother. 24. So Ezekiel is for a sign to you. As all that he has done, you shall do. And when it comes, then you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. 25. And you, son of man, will it not be on the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their beauty, the desire of their eyes, and the lifting up of their soul, their sons and their daughters? 26. He will come in that day, he who escaped to you, to cause you to hear with your ears. 27. In that day your mouth shall be opened to the escaped one, and you shall speak and not be dumb any longer. And you shall be to them a sign, and they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 25.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, set your face against the sons of Ammon and prophesy against them. 3. And say to the sons of Ammon, Hear the word of Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh, because you have said, Aha! Against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was ruined, and against the house of Judah when they went into exile. 4. Therefore, behold, I will give you to the sons of the east for a possession. And they shall set their campsites among you, and put among you their dwellings. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. 5. And I will give Rabbah for a pasture for camels, and the sons of Ammon for a resting place for flocks. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 6. For so says Adonai Yahweh, because you have clapped the hand, and you stamped the foot, and rejoiced with all your spite and your soul against the land of Israel. 7. Therefore, behold, I will stretch out my hand on you and will give you as a prize to the nations. And I will cut you off from the peoples, and I will make you perish from the earth, I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. 8. So says Adonai Yahweh, because Moab and Seir say, Behold, the house of Judah is like all the nations. 9. So behold, I will open the sight of Moab from the cities, from his borders, the glory of the land, Beth Jeshimoth, Balmion, and Kiriathaim. 10. To the sons of the east, with the sons of Ammon, even I will give it for a possession so that the sons of Ammon may not be remembered among the nations. 11, and I will execute judgments on Moab. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. 12, so says Adonai Yahweh, because Edom has acted by taking vengeance against the house of Judah, and they are very guilty and are avenged on them. 13, therefore, Adonai Yahweh says this, I will stretch my hand on Edom and will cut off from it man and beast, and I will lay it waste. From Kman even to Dedan they shall fall by the sword. 14, and I will put my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom as is my anger and as is my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, declares Adonai Yahweh. 15, so says Adonai Yahweh, because the Philistines have acted in vengeance and have taken vengeance with spite in their soul, to destroy with perpetual hatred. 16, so Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I will stretch my hand on the Philistines, and I will cut off the Tirathites and will destroy the rest of the coast of the sea. 17, and I will execute on them great vengeance with rebukes of fury. And when I put my vengeance on them, they will know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 26.
1, and it was in the 11th year, in the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2, son of man, because Tyre has set against Jerusalem, aha! She is shattered, the doors of the peoples, she has turned to me, I shall be filled, she is laid waste. 3, so Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I am against you, O Tyre! And I will cause many nations to go up against you, as the sea causes its waves to go up. 4, and they shall destroy the walls of Tyre and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like a shining rack. 5, it shall be a spreading place for nets in the middle of the sea. 4, I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh, and she shall be a prize to the nations. 6, and her daughters who are in the field shall be killed by the sword. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. 7, for so says Adonai Yahweh, behold, I will bring on Tyre from the north, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings, with horses and with chariots and with a company of horsemen, even many people. 8, he shall kill your daughters in the field with the sword. And he shall give siege walls against you and pour out a mount against you, and raise a buckler against you. 9, and he will set the blow of his ram against your walls, and he will break down your towers with his axes. 10, from the multitude of his horses their dust shall cover you. From the sound of the horsemen, and the wheels, and the chariots, your walls shall shake when he goes into your gates, as they enter a city that is breached. 11, with the hoofs of the horses, he will trample all your streets. He shall kill your people by the sword, and the pillars of your strength shall go down to the ground. 12, and they shall strip your wealth and plunder your merchandise. And they shall tear down your walls and destroy your desirable houses. And they shall set your stones and your timber and your dust in the midst of the water. 13, and I will make cease the noise of your songs. And the sound of your harps shall not be heard any more. 14, and I will make you like a shining rack. You shall be a spreading place for nets, you shall not be built any more. For I, Yahweh, have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. 15, so says Adonai Yahweh to Tyre, shall not the coastal lands shake at the sound of your fall, when the slain groan, in the slaying of the slaughter in your midst? 16, and all the rulers of the sea shall come down from their thrones and lay aside their robes and strip off their embroidered garments. They shall be clothed with trembling. They shall sit on the ground and shall tremble at every moment and be appalled at you. 17, and they shall lift up a lament for you and say to you, how you are perished, who lived by the seas, the city well praised, which was strong in the sea, she and her dwellers, who put their terrors on all living in her. 18, now the coastlands shall tremble on the day of your fall. Yea, the coastlands by the sea shall be troubled at your going down. 19, for so says Adonai Yahweh, when I shall make you a ruined city, like the cities that do not have ones living in them, when I shall bring up on you the deep and great waters shall cover you. 20, and I will make you go down with those going down into the pit, with the people of old time, and I shall set you in the earth's lowest parts, in places ruined from days of old, with ones who go to the pit, so that you have no one living in you. But I gave glory in the land of the living. 21. I will give you terrors, and you will not be. Though you are sought, yet you shall not be found any more forever, declares Adonai Yahweh.